Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very belated episode of our podcast, Could Be Your Life. My name is Caroline.
I am Jeff.
And we could give you a lot of excuses about where we went. When it comes down to it, I think we just weren't dedicated enough.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't feel like it. Like, that was my main, you know, I was looking for a job. And
then I found a job.
Right. And, like, you know, I was just sad all the time from not having a job, and I just didn't feel like it.
Yeah, I mean, that was good for the band that we're going to talk about, though.
I suppose. But I have a job now, so yeah. I'm gainfully employed, everybody. No need to worry about me any longer.
Heaven knows he's miserable now. I had to finish it.
Although now I'm worried I'm gonna get laid off. Like this is
already?
Now my, yeah. I mean, this is my new thought. Well, it's also fragile, right? Like
Life. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
We're all just like little baby birds
trying
to get out of the nest.
Yeah. And I realize it's not a useful thing to worry about, but
no.
Anything
could happen.
Yeah, sure.
A plane could fall out of the sky on top of your building.
Sure, I could get
terrorized. A plane fell out of the sky not far away from where I used to live.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, like, near my house. It was near where my house
Did
was.
It hit somebody?
No.
No.
It would have been a much bigger story if it had hit someone.
Mm. Did
but
it? Did
but
people
it
die in the crash?
No, it was like everything was fine, and it wasn't a big deal. It was just like a thing that happened.
Weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's pretty weird.
Now that I think about it, I'm thinking maybe I made this all up, because I feel like it would have been a bigger story.
Surely someone would have died.
Well, not necessarily.
Unless it was a drone.
If there was
plane.
Only one guy in the plane, and he was fine.
And he successfully
Yeah,
parachuted.
I don't think it was a passenger plane. I think it was just like a guy. Like a John Travolta type person.
John Travolta.
Like in, a hobbyist.
In Look Who's Talking, is that what you're referring to?
No, I'm talking about John Travolta in real life. He's a pilot.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No.
That's one of the top three things a person knows about John Travolta.
What are the other two?
He wears a toupee, and he's a closeted gay man.
Ah. Scientologist? That's the first thing that comes to my head.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, okay.
And his kid died a few years ago.
Jeez, that poor kid.
Yeah, that sucks.
But the thing about John Travolta is I've been seeing him a lot because of that Gotti movie.
Oh, yeah, that thing's supposed to be, like, total garbage, right?
Yeah, the bottom half of John Travolta's face... is like the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Well, isn't he like wearing makeup in that?
No, it's not just that though. I saw another picture of him as just a regular person. It's the biggest thing I've ever seen. I can't. It's wild.
I'll have to check that out next time I look at
He's
John
like
Travolta.
He's like a misshapen person.
Well. He's rich and famous, and we're not, so...
Yeah, it's true.
He has the last laugh, and he's a pilot, yeah, so...
So he can fly away from here.
Right.
Like, if the heat gets to be too much, he could just fly away.
Mm. Is it hot as fuck in North Carolina?
Yes.
I gotta tell you, when I moved to New York, I thought I would be, like, escaping the weather, but...
Listen to me, pal. You should have asked me. I could have told you.
It's even worse up here, I think.
Yeah, because you've got, like, 8 million people on one block.
Right. And, like, the sun is reflecting off 10,000 buildings before it reaches you, so, like,
yeah,
it...
You live in a garbage place.
It's a terrible place.
It's terrible. Speaking of New York, okay... that's where the band that we're talking about are from.
That's true. What band are we talking about, Caroline?
We are talking about a band called Codeine.
Codeine.
They're a band that I like quite a bit.
Yes, this was your suggestion.
Yeah, because I was sad. when I suggested it.
Which was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was sad.
Are you still sad?
Sometimes. I'm less sad than I was at that time. I think that was when I had an ear infection.
That's when you had what?
I had an ear infection.
Oh, like, dude, I had an ear infection too. This episode would have come out sooner, actually, but like
yeah,
it was.
If both of us didn't get ear infections.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
I've still got a little bit. It's like still slightly clogged, and it's been like a couple weeks, and
yeah,
I'm unhappy about it.
I was sick for the entire month of May.
That sucks.
Oh yeah, it was garbage. I hated it. I hated every minute of it. I watched Shrek.
You watch this? Is that for all of May?
Well, no, it's just an activity that I did while I was sick.
Okay.
I watched Shrek. It doesn't hold up, guys.
No. I can't imagine it would.
It looks terrible.
Oh, you mean visually it doesn't hold
just
up?
Just all of it. I mean, all of it is terrible.
I mean, did you like it at the time?
Yeah, I was like 10 years old when it came out.
I guess that's true.
It was pre-9/11. We didn't know how good we had it.
Right. Well, before you watched it this time, when was the last time you watched it?
Probably when I was 11.
Mm. Did you watch it like 800 times back in the day?
No.
No?
I think I saw it like twice.
Okay. I feel like I saw it a lot.
I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
And then I saw it like another time. It was on at somebody's house.
Mm.
And I just sat there and watched it. So what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
No. No, by that time I was over watching movies a million times, but now I do that again. Like with Strozek.
Strozek.
I made Jeff watch Strozek.
It was great.
It's a great movie.
It was very good.
It's a great movie.
Thank you for the recommendation, in fact.
You're welcome. Mm. And I watched Diary of a Country Priest, and that was great, too.
Yes, on my recommendation.
Yes, and I feel like there is a scene at the end where he's talking to this really handsome guy on a motorcycle, and it really feels like being a priest is like a metaphor for being gay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Okay. Well, because the guy was like, I like you, but my dad thinks you're like a dirty little priest. And I'm like, making up my own dialogue, because I'm like, I think so too, but I mean it in like a fun way. You know, it's a good movie.
Yes.
But this isn't the movie podcast.
No, it's not. Although, boy, I could tell you about some movies I've watched recently.
Oh, damn it! Get me back on a tangent!
Because I recently watched the entire filmography of M. Night Shyamalan. And
yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, no, those are like almost all terrible. And even the not terrible ones aren't like good.
That good.
Right.
Yeah, even The Sixth Sense, like...
The Sixth Sense is okay.
I watched it a few years ago. That was a movie I saw a lot.
Oh, yeah?
As a kid, yeah. I don't know why. But I saw it a lot as a kid, and I liked it as a kid because I was a kid. And I watched it again, and I don't think it's like, there's things about it that I enjoy. Like, it's not an unenjoyable experience as a movie,
mm-hmm.
but it's stupid.
Yeah, it's, like, fine, is basically what
fine.
I would say.
I don't understand what the big fucking deal was.
Well, you know what's interesting is I actually didn't know this until I was reading about it.
You didn't know that Bruce Willis was dead the whole time?
Very, very funny, Caroline. No, I didn't know this. At the time of its release, it was one of the 10 highest grossing movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
No, nobody could shut up about it.
Yeah. It's weird to think, like, a movie that isn't a part of a franchise could, like, be that popular.
Yeah.
Like, in today's climate.
Well, you know what the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time is?
The Matrix?
No.
What?
The Passion of the Christ.
Ah, interesting.
You forget about that one.
I think Matrix Reloaded, like, broke that record, and then Passion of the Christ broke it again.
Yeah.
I also watched all of the Wachowskis movies recently on that.
Those are garbage.
Have you seen Jupiter Ascending, dude?
No.
That thing is,
No, because they're all garbage, and, like, I've known people that are super into their work, and they tell me, like, it's got all this stuff in it, like, philosophically, and there's all this other stuff, and I'm like, maybe that's true, but I don't care.
I liked Cloud Atlas.
You were one of the few, then. Isn't that like 5 hours long?
So around there.
It's like Satan Tango.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
Who cares? We're talking about coding.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Jesus, I could actually piggyback off your Satan Tango reference, but I'll just move on at this point.
All right. We're
talking about coding.
Bellator. We're talking about coding.
Right. So, like I said, this was your suggestion. Would you maybe want to talk a little bit about codeine? Maybe tell us what inspired this choice?
Yeah. A few years ago, I was going through a rough time. And Frigid Stars LP, I listened to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I owned it on a cassette tape, and I had a cassette player at the time, which I don't anymore. And I would just sit there and listen to it and be like, you know what? Yeah. And I think that they're really good. I think they have a really good sound. And the thing I love about them that I was really thinking about is I love these, like, really big melodramatic, like, chord changes. And the guy's just like,
right.
Yeah, I love that. And They're really good. They have a really good sound.
Hmm.
They're underrated, I think.
Yeah. Recently, I made a Facebook post where I asked people what bands they wanted us to cover that we hadn't yet.
Mm-hmm.
And a very rude individual chose to say,
yeah,
I want you to cover a band you have enough insight into to carry a whole episode.
I gotta be honest, though. That guy is right.
Well, buckle up, fucker, because I don't got shit to say about this band.
All right!
No, Codeine, I knew them by name. I knew that they were sort of, pioneers of the slowcore genre.
Yeah,
which
I want to say slowcore sucks, because the biggest name to come out of it is my sworn enemy. Mark Kozelek, who I'm going to punch in the dick one day.
Mm.
Just right in there. But there's also the band Low. That's mm-hmm. also a band I quite like.
Yes.
They're Mormon, which is something.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, not really, but it's something. It's different.
It's cool that they're a band and Mormon.
Yeah, it's good for them.
Probably the only significant Mormon rock band I can think of.
That is... God damn, dude. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's cool.
That is cool. It's like all cults have bands. I'm interested in cults as just like a thing. And I told my mother this once, and she was like, you better not join one. And, you know, I'm less likely to join a cult because I've read about them.
Right.
All of them have bands. Jonestown had a band.
Oh, yeah. Brian.
Wait,
you're talking about the Brian Jonestown Massacre? Or?
No, I'm talking about the actual Jonestown.
Oh, okay.
The People's Temple with Jim Jones. I read a book about Jonestown, and then I had a sex dream about Jim Jones, and it was disgusting.
Yeah. That's something I would admit publicly.
You know what? It's kind of fun. It wasn't a fun thing to go through, to experience in my subconscious, but it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
He was just a disgusting fat fuck who looked like that, who's that producer guy? Kid stays in the picture.
Robert Evans.
Yeah, he looked like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they had a band. Of course, there's the Source Family, Yahoah 13, which are a great band.
Hmm.
Scientology had a couple of albums. I've listened to Space Jazz.
Hmm.
It's garbage. Don't worry about it. And so the Mormons have low.
Did you see that group responsible for the sarin gas attacks in Tokyo?
Yes.
They executed that guy?
They sure did. That guy and I share the same birthday.
Cool.
Not really.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, you tell people that, and then they kind of look at you askance. It's like, no, I read a book about it. What else am I doing all day? I'll read a fucking book about Aum Shinrikyo. I don't care.
Did they have a band?
Oh my god, that's a really good question. I don't know.
I feel like they should have like a Boredoms-esque, like free improv kind of thing.
That's racist.
You're racist. You're racist for thinking I'm racist. That's how that works.
Okay. They were all like biochemists and stuff, though.
Oh yeah.
And actually, now that I think about it, I don't know that the Wild Wild Country people. I don't know if they had a band.
I don't know who that is.
Wild Wild Country. It was the documentary on Netflix.
Is that about the Waco?
No, it's about this Indian guru guy and his sex cult.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great. Don't worry about it. So slowcore, I like low and I like codeine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my point. Basically.
Right. It was a good point too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And a band that codeine to me kind of sounds like is you know, Yaesu?
Yeah.
Like, especially the song Three Angels, that sounds a lot like Yaesu to me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, you know, codeine almost sounds like a precursor of some kind of, like, drone doom, almost, like...
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I mean, even more than, like... I don't know, like, I definitely wouldn't say that about, like, Low or Red House Painters or something, but codeine is definitely, like, a little gnarlier than those bands are.
Yeah, those bands are, like, pussy bands. And codeine is, like, a get pussy band.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have...
I don't know if I would say that exactly, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't either, because, like, I read some of these lyrics, because I like to read the lyrics when we talk about music,
mm-hmm.
and so I know what I'm thinking about, and, like, this guy kind of sounds like an asshole sometimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is, like, you know, mopey, confessional, like,
yeah,
kind of shit, right?
It's the kind of thing, I hate it until I need it. I hate the idea of it, but, like, sometimes you're just feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, is this stuff that far off lyrically from Red House Painters?
I want to say yes. Well, Red House Painters is, like, shittier about it. Like, and codeine, they sometimes will have, like, something really cool. Like, the song Cave In off of Frigid Stars LP. You have to say Frigid Stars LP, by the way, because that's
it's on the cover.
Yeah, that's the fucking title of the album.
Yeah, dude.
And it's like a Sun thing where I'm afraid if I don't say it, somebody will yell at me. But the song Cave In has these lyrics that, yeah, last night I dreamt your face, the skin was falling off, the flesh was turning gray.
Oh.
I'd like to see Mark Kozelek say that. Instead of writing a song about his cat, but it sounds like it's about a woman, like, oh boy. She crawls all over me, blah, 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 blah. I fucking know you're talking about a cat. I don't care. I'm sure you fucked. I don't care.
You don't think that's clever and funny and witty.
No, I don't think anything Mark Kozelek has ever done has been clever or funny.
I don't know. That War on Drugs sucked my cock song was kind of funny.
It was funny in the sense that, like, this is like a 50-year-old man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was funny as an artwork.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair enough, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. I know.
And he told the crowd at Hopscotch Music Festival in Raleigh, North Carolina, called them a bunch of rednecks and told them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they should have killed him afterwards.
That's kind of funny, though.
No, it isn't.
It's a little bit funny.
It's him being a dickbag. He's got a fucking coke problem, probably. Anytime somebody's an asshole, I kind of assume they have a coke problem.
Yeah.
Because they probably do. Especially
if they're a musician.
Musicians,
right.
They can afford it.
Yeah, like, yeah. I remember you, you said that about both Kanye West and Wayne Coyne.
And I believe it about both of them.
Has Wayne Coyne done anything stupid recently? I feel like I haven't heard any news about him in a while.
I mean, his continued existence.
Yeah.
I think they released, like, a box set or something of their early, like, Priest-driven ambulance-style stuff. But the thing about the Flaming Lips, they were, like, one of my favorite bands of all time. But, like, I got so embarrassed by Wayne Coyne that I can't even listen to those anymore.
Yeah.
He took his own music away from me.
I mean, I don't listen to the Flaming Lips that much anyway, but...
Yeah, and some of it is growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not all of it. A lot of it is just this guy, he, like, fucked a 20-year-old and got on coke and thinks that that's what he is now.
A coke-headed 20-year-old fucker.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is.
Well, he's not 20 years old.
Mm. Oh, right. He's
like 60.
He is old as fuck.
He's old as fuck.
Mm. It's easy to forget. They have been a band since, like...
Like, 81?
Yeah.
That's way too long.
It's pretty crazy.
Pack it in.
Mm.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
what do you think about this album?
So, Frigid Stars. Okay, so Codeine is a band I knew, like, by name, but never really got into them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, slowcore, it's fine.
You gotta be in a mood for it.
Right, exactly.
Say that.
It's dreary music, you know, so...
Yeah.
I enjoy the music of Low, for instance, and
sure.
And yes, I do dabble in some Red House Painters from time to time. I'm sorry, Caroline.
You know what? We're all different.
And is Galaxy 500 slowcore?
I honestly, I don't know if they're like considered that, but they sound the same.
Yeah,
all this other stuff.
I think they might actually be a little too. Not quite slow enough to be slowcore.
I love, like, Galaxy 500.
Like slowcore is like Galaxy 500, like 25% slower most of the time.
Yeah, but I love Galaxy 500.
Oh yeah, they're a good band for sure.
They're a really good band.
Mm-hmm.
Except that Dean Wareham does sound like Adam Sandler. that's a thing people say, and you think it's just like a joke that got perpetuated, but he really does.
Mm. More or less than Limp Bizkit when he's doing his high voice.
Oh God, that's
chew on that one for
less,
a while.
Probably less.
But anyway, yeah. So Frigid Stars, I put it on,
mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much what I thought it would sound like.
Yeah.
Except, You know, a little more feedback though.
Yeah, they're heavier than you think they're gonna be.
Right.
Like, they're not heavy, but and like they certainly have no trappings of metal or punk, really. They just
Well, I mean, I wasn't kidding when I said, like, I could see this as an influence on, like,
yeah,
Drone Doom.
And I think it is, for sure.
Yeah, because it just does have that sort of, like, you know, just slow, like, banging on one chord for, like, a minute.
Yeah, and it it's like one reason why I really like Alice Coltrane,
mm-hmm.
and I say Alice Coltrane is probably my favorite jazz piano player, is because she hits the bass notes really, really hard.
Mm.
Like, with her left hand, it's just like, boom, like, really hard and really dramatic. And that's what the chords in Codeine songs are like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really like this record, actually. This is a good one. Thank you for making me listen to it, actually.
Yeah, I made you listen to this. I made you watch Strozek. I'm really controlling.
Yeah, you're on a roll, Carolyn.
I am on a roll.
You ought to recommend me some other good shit.
Oh, jeez.
What's some good shit?
I've been watching a lot of Sex in the City, but I wouldn't say it's good shit.
No?
I mean, you get to see breasts, but...
Nice.
You know, you could see breasts in real life if you try hard enough.
That's true.
But that caused me to, like, think about... Because I watched a lot of Werner Herzog movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking about which one he is. And I think
of the Sex and the City girls?
Yes.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I mean, I've watched bits of it, but I've never seen... I don't know enough about the personalities of the Sex and the City girls to tell you which one Werner Herzog is.
I say that Werner Herzog is a Samantha, because she's the one that's really horny.
Mm.
And Werner Herzog is, like, horny for adventure. So, Ingmar Bergman loved Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah?
Ingmar Bergman called one of his daughters and was like, "Have you seen the show?" And she was like, "Yeah, I'm a person." And then he was like, "I love this show because the women are really beautiful and they talk dirty. Is that how you talk with your friends?" And his daughter was probably like, "Go away, Dad. I wish you were present in my life." As a child.
It's not the kind of thing you want to talk to your dad about.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What's the appeal of Sex and the City for you? That it's got titties in it?
No, because it's not even that many.
Hmm.
It's weird because one thing, like, they all look really beautiful, like, not just in a gay way, but just in a looking at things
way.
They all look fantastic.
Glamorous ladies.
It's kind of better than I thought it was, but it's not good, and it kind of makes me mad.
Mm.
And there's a pleasure in that.
Sex and the City makes you angry to watch?
Yeah, because Carrie is terrible. And she just does stupid shit all the time. And you're supposed to think that, like, she's great, and you don't.
She's like a dating columnist, right?
Yes.
So she does this all for her stupid little column?
She just is an asshole. She just treats people like garbage. And, like, spends all of her money on shoes.
I'm wondering, how much does she get paid?
Because, apparently a lot.
New York is not a cheap place to live.
No, it's not.
And she doesn't even have roommates, does she?
No.
Yeah, that's not happening. I can tell you that. She definitely has roommates in the real world.
Yeah, exactly. None of them have roommates.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
They're all living great. Well, Miranda is a lawyer, so that makes sense.
Okay, so she could live by herself.
She could live by herself. Samantha is like... She's like in advertising. She has one of those vague jobs.
Right.
And Charlotte, the worst one, is an heiress.
Ah, okay.
So it kind of makes sense.
But Carrie, I mean, come
Carrie's
on.
Carrie's just an asshole.
How much could she possibly be making?
I don't know.
This is selling a fantasy of New York.
Yeah, it is. Mm. New York sucks.
Yeah.
You should move back.
It's I'm still having fun. I might get sick of it, but right now I'm enjoying myself.
Cody got sick of it. They moved to Chicago.
Yeah, that's true.
After a while.
Yeah. Although I think they were still in New York when they were recording Frigid Stars.
They were, yeah.
I believe they moved to Chicago after this one because they have a bunch of Chicago scene luminaries.
Chicago was the place, man. In the
yeah, night. It kind of was.
It was the place to be.
Dude, speaking of Chicago in the 90s, I recently picked up on vinyl the album Destroy All Music by the Flying Luttenbachers.
Uh-huh.
Have you listened to that shit?
I haven't listened to it. I'm familiar with it. I haven't listened to it.
It rules.
Yeah?
Check that shit out.
Okay.
That's my recommend for the day.
All right.
Steve Albini apparently doesn't care for them, though.
He doesn't care for anything.
Right. I mean, Steve Albini's a dickhead.
He doesn't like anything that's ever existed except the Ramones and poker, apparently.
He likes the Jesus Lizard.
Yeah, it's
although
true.
He didn't like that they signed to a major label. He was only
yeah,
around.
it's like you know what? You gotta let people get paid.
Right.
Chumbawamba signed to a major label.
Chumbawamba?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
No, it isn't.
Well, it's Chumbawamba, but it's spelled Chumbawamba, so I thought it was Chumbawamba, but everybody says Chumbawamba, but
right.
They're wrong.
Okay. So Frigid Stars, though, what songs you like on here?
Okay, I've talked about Three Angels,
you're
which
right.
is definitely my favorite.
Cool.
Because he's just like... singing. He's just singing Take a Walk Down the Block, and I'm like, man, yeah. Yeah.
Solid advice, bro.
It is, yeah. Pickup song I really like. That's kind of the song I was thinking of when I said this guy's kind of an asshole. Because there aren't a lot of lyrics, so I'll just read them all. Don't remember your kiss. Can't remember what I miss. Thought you were blind. I held your hand. Guess I still don't understand. Wish I'd never seen your face. I'm like, man.
Damn.
That's a person.
It's quite a kiss off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know, man. Maybe she really dicked him over.
I mean, she probably did. I've been through a breakup. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's, you know. The song New Year's, that's actually a cover, but I would say that's a standout song, the song New Year's. And, Second Chance, too, because it's got the, it's been a while.
Second Chance is very cool.
Yeah, it's very droney and very...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of just like coasts along on feedback. It's a neat little track.
Yeah, I love it.
Also like Cave-In a lot. I know you mentioned that earlier,
Cave-In.
but man, when that like guitar comes in on Cave-In, you know, it's this, it does kind of sound like something caving in.
Yeah, like a person's face.
Exactly. Man, I bet these guys put on a good live show. That's the impression I get when I listen to this record. Like, this shit probably sounds really good live.
I think it was Low, where if people were getting too rowdy, they would turn their amps down.
Yeah, I think that's... I've heard that before.
It's like, no, you have to fucking sit here and listen to this. But yeah, I bet these guys were great. I bet it wasn't flashy.
Mm.
And I don't think any of them were, like, jumping around on stage. They didn't have a Debbie Googe to, you know, liven up the proceedings.
Mm. No, they didn't.
Well, they should have. They should have considered it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she's back around. She's in a Thurston Moore's band.
Is she not still playing with MBV?
I mean, what are they doing?
And they're touring. They're playing here pretty soon.
Well, she's
actually still
doing that too. I'm glad she has another job.
it's good to have.
It's good to have options.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
The
dude from Codeine has options. He's a research scientist.
Is that right?
Yeah, Steve Immerwahr.
Immerwahr.
Yeah, he is a research scientist.
Mm. Also,
what am I doing?
A singing bassist, also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
It is if you're in Codeine.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like, you know, he's... Nice. Right.
He's not Jaco Pastorius.
Exactly. He's not whoever plays bass for Yes. Chris Squire?
Squire,
yes.
My friend.
Pretty sure I only know that because of you.
Of course! Why else would
I'm pretty sure I only know... I think I know the entire Yes lineup, and it's because of you.
You do not.
All right. Or the classic lineup, anyway. Not, like, you know, every lineup they've ever had.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I don't know that.
It's like John Anderson vocals, Bill Bruford drums, Chris Squire bass.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
You got two other guys.
All right, I lost it. Maybe I don't.
Rick Wakeman.
Yeah, keyboards.
And Steve Howe.
Steve Howe. How could I forget? Steve Howe?
Don't you remember on the Yes album when he had the song called Clap? And it was fun and everybody clapped at the end?
I almost bought the Yes album on vinyl for $5 the other day.
You should have. You got that Starship Trooper.
I've never heard it.
Never heard the Yes album, or you never heard Starship Trooper?
The Yes album.
It's a good... You never need to hear I've Seen All Good People, like, for the rest of your life ever. Because you've probably heard it a billion times.
I don't know if I have.
Alright, well, I certainly have. But, like, there's a song called Adventure on Side 2 that is amazing. Very underrated. Could have been a Codeine song if they knew how to play their instruments a little bit better.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Could have been a Codeine song. I don't know about that.
Yeah, probably not. Codeine doesn't have a song about a guy that can control horses and has a drinking problem. Which is what that song is about, I think.
Hmm. Well, that takes us to 1992.
Yeah.
The release of the Barely Real EP, which emerged out of the aborted attempts at recording a second LP, apparently.
Yeah, Steve Immerwahr did not like this one.
Mm. You know, I'm not super fond of it myself, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, kind of neither do I.
It's not great.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's okay.
It doesn't have... standouts to me.
Yeah, I like the first track, and I like Hard to Find also, actually.
Yeah.
Mostly just because it has this, like, slightly doubled vocal.
Right.
That sounds cool. Because I smoke a lot of weed.
Sure.
But,
I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, no?
No, last time I did an edible and my entire body seized up so much I thought I was going to die.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I'm kind of over it, the whole thing.
All right, that's fair enough.
What are you going to do?
It's not for everyone.
No.
You know, speaking of seizing up, this morning I woke up and a fucking calf muscle just started like flaring up.
Oh boy.
And it was extremely painful.
You pull a hammy?
I didn't even do anything though. I was literally just lying in bed and it just started, and like it actually hurts to walk like because of it.
You gotta today. Like have somebody push you down and it'll pull the muscle out and make it better. That's what I do.
Ah. Does this kind of thing happen to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've had a lot of things happen to me.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Name one.
That.
Oh, all right. You win this time, Caroline.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. This EP, I'm not big on it.
Yeah, I do really like the next album.
Okay, we'll talk about that. But first, I want to mention, when I was reading the Wikipedia pages about Codeine earlier today,
sure.
So Doug Sharon joined the band as the drummer for this band, and he was apparently involved with a lot of other Chicago bands around the time.
Yeah, like June of 44.
Yeah. But I saw he was in a band called Him.
I thought it was the other one, too.
Right. Now, if you were a teenager in the 2000s,
yes,
and maybe still today, I don't know, but I feel like no one cares about this band today. As far
I
as
have
I
not seen a Heartagram in many years.
But there was this this band from like I don't even know what
they're
Scandinavian
from like Norway or something,
right? There's a band called Him from Norway that was called Him that played like what even was their music?
They were
band?
Finnish. Billy Vallow, I remember that guy.
Yeah, Billy Vallow.
He looked like Bam Margera.
Who, like, all my goth girlfriends, like, wanted to fuck him, like, real bad.
He looked like Bam Margera.
Yeah, well, Bam Margera, like, always wore, like, Him shirts and shit. Like, I think that's like,
right.
How they became popular, because Bam Margera liked them.
Yeah, Viva La Bam.
But they played, like, fairly typical nu metal, but with, like, goth shit, and like their image was very goth, and it was hilarious because everyone in the band was like super gothed out except for their drummer, who was just this like fat guy in a beanie.
Yes.
And it was the funniest fucking thing.
Yeah.
It made me crack up like every time I saw their video. Look for Join Me by Him on YouTube. Great song. I actually kind of like that song, okay. If I'm being honest with myself. But
is this the guy nicknamed Gas Lipstick?
Is that the drummer?
That's their former drummer. He's a fat guy.
Well, that's probably him.
Yeah.
Unless they got a new drummer and they're like, well, we can't just, like, not have another fat guy.
No, this is their previous drummer.
Okay.
Because they have a guy, but then they had this other guy.
Hmm.
I think it's who you're talking about. He's nicknamed Gas Lipstick, and I don't know what that means.
Gas Lipstick. It reminds me of, like, Fucked Up, who, like, they all have, like, names like that.
Yeah, what's the guy?
Pink Eyes.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, there's also, like, Mustard Gas, and I don't know. I don't remember. But,
sure.
Yeah. So yeah, I recommend that. That's my second Jeff recommends for the episode. The video for Join Me by Him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that the dude from Codeine went to join the other Him.
That
and I was
gave
like,
me a fucking double take, I gotta tell
I
you. Like, what?
I almost dropped dead.
Is Him still a thing? If you were in high school in the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Let
or
me
if
know
you're in
if
high school now.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I assume they're not now, but
okay, if you're younger than us, we are in our late 20s. Tell us about your experience with Him and if you know what a heartogram is.
Heartogram. Dude, I haven't thought about heartograms since
they're so stupid.
2005.
So stupid. It was everywhere.
Mm.
You'd go into Spanish class and somebody would have carved it into their desk. and you have to fucking deal with it.
Man, being a teenager was stupid.
It was so stupid. I don't know why everybody cares about it.
Yeah.
And acts like it was important. It wasn't. It was stupid. That's why you're not one anymore.
Well, it could be two things.
I guess. I mean, everything's important, but come on.
Hmm.
There doesn't need to be this many movies about it.
Right.
All right. But...
So that brings us to their second and final album,
yeah,
The White Birch. Mm, they did.
I appreciate that.
Short-lived. One of those bands that burned brightly.
Yeah.
And left a lot of influence in its wake.
Yes.
Or so I'm told.
Yes, this was apparently a big influence on Mogwai.
Interesting.
Which is a band that I do like.
Mogwai's good.
I'm not obsessed with them, but
yeah.
I like Mogwai.
I like Mogwai.
They're a good band. I respect them. And like, I guess the obvious band to compare Codeine to would be Slint.
I guess. Like, I saw other people make that comparison too.
Slint
but
is more technical.
Well, they're just so like they're way more rhythmic than like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, all of Codeine, you know, Codeine's music is all like, down, down,
yeah,
down, down. Like, that's their only rhythm,
this,
you know?
I say this with affection because I do really like this band. They're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
A little bit. Slint was a much more technical band.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they weren't, like, super technical, but they had stuff going on. They
right.
played songs and other time signatures. And... so on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
I'll tell you what song I really like on this one. I think I like some of the individual songs on this one more than Frigid Stars, but I like Frigid Stars better.
You know, I don't care for this record, actually.
No?
It didn't really... I listened to it three times, and mm-hmm. none of it really stood out to me, honestly.
No, the song Washed Up, I really like. It has this, like, overdriven bass line. It's not a comp... It's three notes. But it's... and it's like really high in the mix and I really like it. It's really good.
Yeah.
And it's just about being washed up. It's like, yeah, man.
I don't know, like we get a couple of like epics on this album and
yeah.
like C does nothing for me, man.
C is too long.
Yeah.
Okay. C is too long. And it made me think I didn't like this album. Because if that's your first song, that's rough.
Mm.
It's the opposite of how, like, when I listened to Daydream Nation, it took me about a year to listen to
listen
the rest
past
of the album.
Teenage Riot.
Teenage Riot is so fucking good.
Right.
That I was just like, all right, nothing else can compare to this.
Mm-hmm.
White Birch has the opposite of that, where the first song is so long and boring that I'm like, well, I mean, the rest of it probably isn't good either. But it is! There's a lot of good stuff on this one.
It's interesting because this album has a lot of fans. Like, there
yeah.
are a lot of people who think, like, this is the legit Codeine album, and,
yes.
like, Frigid Stars was just a warm-up or whatever.
No, and I don't agree with that.
I don't at all agree with that.
I don't agree with that. I think that Frigid Stars LP is the one to go with,
mm-hmm.
but I think that this one, you should not overlook it. Because it's got really good song. At least listen to the song Washed Up, because that song is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say if you need more Codeine, you can listen to this.
Yeah, I've got a fever, and the only prescription is more Codeine.
That's fine.
You ever take Codeine? I had to take Codeine once.
No, I haven't.
I thought I was going to have a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
I got prescribed Codeine. And I thought I was going to really have a good time with it. But that didn't really happen.
Well, how much... I mean, you have to take, like, more than you're prescribed to, like, have a good time with it, you know?
Yeah, it's true. I didn't want to take...
If you take, like, the recommended dosage, that's not really, like...
Yeah,
you're not going to get fucked up.
That's my problem is I didn't want to take too much because I thought I was going to, like, I thought I would have a heart attack.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you don't want to go nuts either, but...
Yeah, no, but so I took, like, 1.5 of the recommended dose, and I was like, I'm going to have a great time.
You didn't,
I'm going to put on some records and really feel it. I didn't. I just fell asleep.
Oh. Yeah, I never got into opiates, which is good.
Good.
Don't do opiates.
Yeah,
if you're
don't
listening.
Don't get into it now.
Yes, that's bad stuff.
Especially with the fentanyl.
Oh yeah, that's real bad stuff.
I sound like my mother.
I felt like you were doing a voice
like
there.
My mother. Because I heard that they're putting the fentanyl in the opioids now. You gotta stay away from that, Caroline. Stay away.
Is that what she sounds like?
Kind of.
Does she have like a real thick accent like that?
Yeah, both my parents do.
Oh, really?
Mine has gotten thicker because like I only talk to my parents lately. But yeah, both of my parents like sound very New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny. And I didn't realize it was funny until I moved away from New Jersey.
You lived in somewhere other than New Jersey.
Yeah, and then once I could actually like hear the way my parents talk, it was like, oh my god. And that's how I am too. And my mom just, yeah, she probably did warn me about the fentanyl crisis. I was like, Mother, I don't do drugs.
Well, that's good. Don't do opiates. That's the third Jeff recommends of the episode. Not doing opiates.
The Jeff don'ts.
Right.
Is don't do opioids.
Well, Jeff recommends not doing opiates.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little confusing.
No, I don't think so.
It could be.
I mean, you know, if you listen to what I'm saying, sure. It's pretty clear, I think.
Who listens to what you're saying?
Some people.
I do.
In theory?
Yes, I do. I love you.
Aw, thanks, Caroline.
You're welcome.
That's very sweet.
There's this really good song, Tom, on this album that I really like, and that's the one that's got another lyric where I think this guy is a dick, where he says, I'll throw sand in your eye, you need a reason to cry, which sounds kind of like a Slipknot lyric.
Yeah, he wishes.
There's a thing now. I want to clear some stuff up.
Okay.
I sound like my mother again.
Okay.
There is a feeling, I don't know if it's been attributed to us, but there is a feeling about, there's been kind of a reappraisal of nu metal, and people are thinking that that is an ironic thing, and that people are doing it to, like, avoid liking real things. Like, no, I am serious about it.
Well, first of all, who's reappraising nu metal, and who is saying that they think it's ironic?
The regular people, you know, like the Vice and other websites.
Ah, the regular people, you know, like Vice.
I meant
Joe America, Vice.
I meant the regular people as in, like, the people that do that.
Right.
But yeah, I am serious about it.
Yeah,
I think it's a lot of fun.
Look, if I like something, it's because I like it. Like,
yeah, exactly. I got accused of this a lot when I was younger, of, like, you just like the shit because it's weird and, like, you want to be interesting. It's like, I don't listen to Nurse with Wound in my bedroom by myself so that other people will think that I'm interesting.
Right. Usually they just think you're weird.
Yeah, or they're like my mother, and they're like, have you joined a cult?
All right.
You better not join that cult, Caroline. I've been reading about this, and, you know. I don't think you should have this music, because I think that there are subliminal messages that could tell you to kill. She said that to me once. I was an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't make an impression of my mother be a cornerstone of my podcast persona. That's not very nice. But it's kind of funny.
I think it's funny.
It's funny. I like the white birch. I guess I didn't realize that people thought that this was, like, the one.
I mean, not everyone does, but well, yeah. there's definitely a... I mean, well, it's interesting, on RYM, they have... Frigid Stars and White Birch have the same rating, but Frigid Stars has, like, twice as many ratings.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's bolded and White Birch is not.
Right.
But there is a... if you read the reviews, you'll see, like, there are many people who feel like this is the real shit, and
yeah.
And Frigid Stars was, you know.
Right.
I mean, well, I think it's produced better. I'll say
yes,
that. Like Frigid Stars is definitely a little more, like, lo-fi. And
yeah,
kind
this
of,
one has, like, a depth to it that's really nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No,
When it comes to production... But that's what I feel like. This has depth to it.
Right. Yeah, it's just like a richer sounding album, kind of.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It would be cool to hear the Frigid Stars material performed with this level of, high-quality production. But
yeah. I need to look who... I think it's the same... Is it the same producer?
For both
yeah,
albums.
It is. They just got better.
Ah. Well, they probably just had more money.
It was them and produced by Codeine and Mike McMacken.
That's not a real name.
It's this guy's name. He does not have a Wikipedia page.
He should be a rapper with a name
he
like
should
that.
Should be. One time my dad heard of Lupe Fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
And he got really enthused just about the name.
Did he listen to it?
No, he just thought the name was really cool. He was like, I wish I had a name like that. I would be, like, Neville Fiasco.
That is a cool name, to be fair.
I don't know, Dad.
Well, I suppose that kind of closes the book on Codeine.
Yeah, nobody will ever need to talk about them again.
Right. The complete... and thorough encyclopedia of all things Codeine.
Yeah.
This podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. No all one right. will ever listen to them again, probably.
Nope.
I mean, you don't need to. You can just listen to this podcast, and we describe the music so vividly that it's like listening to the record itself.
Yep.
Because that's the level of insight we have into Codeine.
Yeah.
And it carried this entire episode.
Yeah, we're the You Must Remember This of music podcasts. We get, like, really deep.
Hmm. I like to think so.
Sure.
Did you have any ideas for next episode?
Let's not pull back the curtain too much.
Well, I mean, we like to do our little hints, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna let you take this one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I actually had one in mind.
Then why did you ask?
Well, because I didn't want to, you know, if you had one, I didn't want to just yank it and take it for myself without even consulting with you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm
a fucking considerate guy.
Yes, you are. You're very nice to me.
Your hint is, and you're going to like this hint, gay.
Yeah!
That's your hint.
Team Dresch.
It's not Team Dresch.
Oh, okay.
I don't like Team Dresch, to be honest.
I have a weird history with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's like to be gay, everybody. If you have a weird history with Team
with
Dresch.
Team Dresch.
Yeah.
So yeah, enjoy that hint. Mull it over. Think about you know what? I'll actually narrow it down a little further and say '90s. '90s gay.
All right.
Mm. And chew on that.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Until next time, then. This has been our podcast could be your life.
Make it easy.
Take it sleazy. That wasn't funny.
I just wasn't expecting it.
Ah, okay.